But heading overseas now, Europe's debt crisis has flared again. This time the flashpoint is Italy, where the country's controversial former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has announced plans to return to politics. Mr. Berlusconi's comeback was enough to prompt his replacement, Mario Monti, to announce his resignation. The instability in Italy raises new concerns about a possible breakup of the Eurozone. Here's business editor Peter Ryan.
Silvio Berlusconi dominated Italian politics for two decades before being forced from office this time last year, when Italy looked like becoming Europe's next sovereign debt domino. Now the media mogul and convicted tax evader, who's also at the centre of a sex trial, wants to make a comeback as Prime Minister. Mr. Berlusconi has withdrawn his People of Freedom Party's support for his successor Mario Monti, who now plans to resign once his austerity budget passes. But Mario Monti's unpopular spending cuts, complicated by an albeit unlikely Berlusconi revival, has created new uncertainty on the streets of Rome.
My assessment of the Monti government is mainly negative. This policy of cuts has brought the country to a dramatic situation. People can't make it to the end of the month. If these policies continue, I don't know what will become of this country.
Nobody knows how all of this will end, not even the politicians. For us, it's a matter of survival.
Mario Monti's planned resignation has fueled speculation of an election in February, which is likely to be fought over deep spending cuts. Silvio Berlusconi is yet to outline how, without austerity, Italy can repay its massive debt. But already one of his spokesmen, Senator Lucio Milan, wants a change at the top that manages to keep Italy's economy back from the brink.
Today we have the figures of the industrial production, and well, the figure says -6% down in comparison with 1 year ago. I don't think that is encouraging. We want to reverse this recessionary cycle.
But Andrea Romano from the Italian think tank Italia Futura says Silvio Berlusconi's supporters appear to have very short memories about the events that created Italy's economic woes.
We have to remember that the centre-right ruled Italy until the day before Monti took office, and the situation that Monti inherited was the direct result of 4 years of centre-right government. It was not the result of some hidden agenda. It was the result of a bad government which ruled Italy for 4 years.
The increasing instability and the prospect that Mario Monti's austerity strategy will be unwound puts Italy back at the centre of Europe's debt crisis, according to the London-based economist Roger Bootle.
All along, Italy has been a time bomb under the euro. Putting it at its most extreme, what you could see is a new Italian government saying no to austerity, that in order to stay within the euro, we just can't accept all this. We need some sort of joint assistance from the rest of the eurozone, and we want agreement not to pursue this austerity programme. Or, frankly, if that's not agreed, then we're going to leave the euro.
The political crisis in Europe's third biggest economy pushed the cost of Italian debt higher overnight. But the stockbroker Jeremy Batston Carr says Italy's crisis is testing the fragility of other eurozone giants, most importantly Spain, and that a potential breakup of the eurozone is back on the world stage.
It is still a game of dominoes. It's remarkable to my way of thinking that French debt is as cheaply priced as it is given the crisis in the French economy. But essentially, bond market vigilantes take it in turns, and at the moment it's still the Spanish domino that is tottering. If Spain fails, then it won't really matter about Italy because the eurozone will have collapsed by then.
Germany, which is already contributing to bailouts for other EU economies, including Greece, has criticised Mr. Berlusconi's comeback plans via its man in Brussels. But Silvio Berlusconi says it's his duty to contest any new election.
It is absurd and unacceptable that the President of the European Parliament expresses his opinions on Italian politics. I think it's hard to find someone more pro-Europe in Italy than me.
The prospect of a renewed crisis in Europe, combined with the still unresolved budget impasse in the United States, threatens a dangerous escalation of fear and uncertainty as global markets prepare to enter the new year.
That's our business editor, Peter Ryan.